Now on Sports Day, the latest footy news with Sam Edmund for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand.
Sammy, welcome.
Kane, Jared, good evening. You well?
What do you think of a captain's call?
No, I slippery slope. I worry about the captain's call, to be honest with you. How would it be? It's okay to say it should come in. How does it come in?
Well, this is what needs to be discussed.
Well, does it ever?
We need to maybe just limit it to those where the game has stopped. But you're on the... Been happening for years, mate. It's the rub of the green, mate.
Something like that. Not quite like that. But I would argue that we highlight these things. They're not the only mistake, mate.
No, I understand that.
In a game of football, are they?
So. No, but the Samson Ryan one is a classic example. And I think the Himmelberg was a shocker.
Would Jordan Dawson go the captain's call on the Chase Jones 50?
I couldn't get my head around that. How can he pay that? Like, I understand that if they're not involved in the marking contest and they step over, it's an automatic 50. But we need some leniency with that.
Like, not just, sure the punishment fit the crime.
Just come back. Jake, come back a metre. Yeah. Come back a metre. That's all you got to say.
How far over do you think?
It wasn't even over.
No, it wasn't.
Half a step. It's been labbed. It's been labbed.
I reckon it was about 330 millimetres.
I want to say, 15 centimetres.
So how many times would that happen in a game? If we paid all of those, how many 50s would we be paying?
And he wasn't going to kick the goal from there. It wasn't going to be the difference between kicking a goal or not. And then, obviously, critical moment. There was still 11 minutes to go, but geez, 10 points the difference. He was an important stage of the game.
Which captain of the 18 teams would you trust the most with the captain's call? I'd trust the Bont, I reckon.
You'd trust him the
most.
There's no interest like self-interest. And you use it, you lose it.
All right, what's happening with Jordan Ngoi?
Okay, the West Coast Eagles, they contacted Collingwood to apologise for what's been a shambolic 24 hours on the social media front at the Eagles. They posted to Instagram early Sunday evening, East Coast time, a photo of the incident with the tagline straight to the tribunal. West Coast then deleted that post. Then West Coast apologised publicly on Twitter this afternoon. That apology, as I say, was preceded by a private apology to the Pies. Now, Dom Sheed's call also that Jordan Ngoi should miss a month or two while supporting his mate, not something opposition players are generally encouraged to weigh into. So all of this, guys, ahead of Ngoi's date at the tribunal tomorrow night on a rough conduct charge against West Coast youngster Elijah Hewitt. Careless, severe, high impact, minimum 3-match trigger. Got it there, straight to the tribunal. So much noise about it. Should West Coast have felt the need to apologise to Collingwood privately and publicly, or do you think this is all a big storm in a teacup?
Bucks was big on this morning. He wasn't happy with the social media post. Wasn't it just factual? Like, there was no opinion involved.
Has it ever happened before where an opposition club has done that? I can't think of another club weighing in on a tribunal matter.
We've heard coaches after a game, though, be critical of incidents that have happened and been clearly upset, you know, visibly with something that has happened to their players over the time. I mean, clearly they have a social media manager running the club's account. I don't see a big issue with it. So to answer your question, no, I don't think it needed to be deleted, and I don't think they needed to apologise.
Maybe a victim of his profile as well. Like, how many other players would have the back page of the West Australian today screaming, "De gone"? I mean, it's so many things go into the melting pot.
Wasn't there something similar in the Herald Sun, though? I reckon they had something similar on the Sunday. It was some version of the something.
And West Coast have got their own player up in Liam Duggan. Of course, the Eagles challenging that one-match ban for a dangerous tackle on Taylor Adams. Almost happened in slow motion, this one. But he did have an arm or arms pinned. Melbourne, meanwhile, they accepted that one-match ban slapped on James Harms. So he misses King's birthday for the high bump on Matt Cottrell at the Blues. A couple of really interesting contract extensions today with Nick Blakey and Michael Walters re-signing. The former with a spectacular 7-year commitment and the latter pending a 2-year deal. Now, I'll throw it open to you guys. I'd argue the latter more surprising than the former, even if with the former, the word contract in 7 years catches the eye. And now that he's signed until 2031, Nick Blakey, goodness knows where we'll be in 2031. He wasn't out of contract until the end of 2024. The Lizard is 23, though, got a lot of footy ahead of him. And
off a good gain to sign that contract.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Having a good year, actually.
But we don't know what sort of money he's on, but regardless, 7 years gives that Lizard management team.
Can I just go back to Lizard? You challenged me a couple of weeks ago about whether he's in the top 50 or not.
Yeah, we spoke about this last week when you were away.
Oh, yeah. Where do you have him now?
I asked Sammy the question. It was, I think it was top 30 when I first said it, and you and I were both in that sort of range. Yeah. The other two weren't. Yeah, I think he's well and truly in around about 30, top 30. Mm. I think he's an absolute weapon.
I reckon if the All-Australian squad was named right now, he's got to be a chance to be one of the hard tacks.
Definitely.
And Freo again, gee, they're in a generous mood at the moment, the Dockers. So on the contract front especially, yeah. Nat Fyfe, superstar, of course he is. But another two for him at his vintage. And now Michael Walters doing the same. So Sonny Walters will be 33 before the start of next season. I'm not sure he was going anywhere, I'm not sure. But obviously 33 before the start of next season, another 2 years for him. Went, I don't know, maybe 1 year might have sufficed.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys, like if it's good enough for Boomer Harvey to be on 1 year contracts for about four or five.
I think Sean Burgoyne was much the same for a long time.
Anyway, they're in a generous mood. As you said, you never know what the contracts actually say. You don't know what their payout clause is, et cetera. But they're on a roll, and they are just, I think,
keep the good times rolling.
Not wanting to rock the boat in any way, shape, or form.
Superannuation fund is topping up nicely down there at Freo. But you also was put to me with Fyfe that he may have had significant money still owed to him that they've smoothed over for a couple of years. Now, Michael Walters may be in the same position where they're smoothing that money out over a couple of years. Some injury news?
I think that was the same with Phil Davis as well. Now, they're interesting times at the Western Bulldogs. So they lost their last two to slip to 7-5. So Jason Johannesson's two-month hamstring tear today, followed by confirmation that Ed Richards will miss 4 to 6 weeks with his own hamstring issue. So Luke Beveridge's two prime running halfbacks cut down when they were absolutely flying and the Dogs flying with them. How can he replace them? And not just replace them, but replace them long term as well, given they're both going to be missing for a minimum of another month.
The one thing that we need to do is find a better solution to hamstrings. It's the one thing that medicos and sports medicos in general have not been able to get on top of.
And just one quick one. I just want to finish this. I'm very much on seagull watch at the moment.
I heard you talking about this on Saturday morning.
Now, I know I'm like a bit of a dog with a bone with the gulls, but the flying rats...
with a piece of bread.
The flying rats, I don't want animal activists after me. We're a thing of yesteryear, but we got dragged back in time on Friday when they returned to the G en masse. Mm-hmm. En masse. And it's because in part, Jared, and I know you like this sort of stuff, you're all about the broadcast innovation. Well, Spider-Cam isn't an innovation, but to have the cabling up permanently is. They don't always use the Spider-Cam, the broadcasters, but the infrastructure is in place for them to pick and choose when they want. Now, that means they can't put those permanent seagull wires up that were doing a great job. And now they're restricted to the eagle kites and that ridiculous distressed seagull noise you can hear on quiet games through
how's
the speakers. Not sure that's having the desired effect.
Why can't we have both? I mean... Why can't they just drop one down a notch?
I'm not a cabling expert when it comes to this sort of thing. Suffice to say, they return big time. I think when you get the wind from the right direction, Kane, you get a smaller crowd and you get a game like you did on Friday where the ball isn't exactly pinging around and that's being kind. The Seagulls feel comfortable on the half-forward flank, which is ridiculous for an elite-level competition.
Sure is. Good reaction off the Temper Text, Kane. FFS, so you think Sheed saying DeGoey should get 2 months doesn't require an apology. Get serious, mate. No, I was saying their social media post doesn't require an apology. It was simply stating a fact. The Herald Sun on Sunday, Sammy had DeGoey DeGone on Sunday. So what's the problem with WA newspapers?
With the same sort of...
Same picture of the image
prominence?
Of... The image of
anyway that was an aside. I thought a club on their official account weighing into it. I'm not sure if that's happened before. That was new ground.
Will Powell was critical of the Van Rooyen spoil on Ballard as well on SENWA. So not unprecedented where a teammate is, quite critical of an incident that has happened on field. That's Sammy Evan with the latest news. You can get involved in joining the conversation with us